Welcome, everybody, to our live broadcast of George Ranch High School men's and women's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Coach Pierce on the women's side and Coach Jones on the men's side are looking to lead their Longhorn teams to a 23-6A district title and on to the 2017 UIL basketball playoffs. And now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHSI radio broadcast team for today's game.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's women's varsity basketball on GRHSI radio. Lady Longhorns have made a surprisingly smooth transition from 5A basketball a year ago to second place in District 23-6A. With a 7-3 record and two games to play. Hi again, everybody. Alongside student broadcaster Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando, and we're glad you joined us tonight for varsity basketball from George Ranch. And a special welcome to our Brazoswood Bucks fans listening to us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Coach Alicia Pierce's team is 18-8 overall, 7-3 in the district, and heading on to the UIL playoffs in a week or so. On the other hand, the Lady Bucks are here in sixth place, have a mirror image district record at 3-7, and will miss the playoffs this year under Coach Lindsay Robertson. When we come back, we'll have more of our pregame show. Darren and I will have the starting lineups for both clubs, and then we'll have the opening tip in about 10 minutes. But for now, you're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
Woo! And we're back at Longhorn's Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School. Both teams warming up tonight. It is Parents' Night. It is Senior Night here at George Ranch. Those festivities are over, and both clubs are on the court and ready to lock horns here at George Ranch. Let's look at the standings in 23-6A. Pearland is on top at 9-1. They're 23-8 overall. George Ranch in second place, 7-3 in the district, 18-8 overall. Alief Hastings, third place, 25-8, 7-3 in the district, tied with George Ranch for second place. George Ranch might have the tiebreaker, however, having beaten Hastings earlier in the year, but we'll see how that one changes, if it does, in the next two games. And then Dawson is in fourth place, 5-4 in the district, 13-15 overall. Alief Elsix is next in fifth place, Brazoswood in sixth, and Alief Taylor in seventh place in District 23-6A. As you fans know, The top four teams in the district will square off in by-district play. That comes up in just a couple weeks in mid-February. And so we're looking forward to that. George Ranch, as we said, tied for second place with Hastings. And we'll see what happens in the next couple games. And then we'll see what opponent they draw in by-district play in just a couple weeks. Darren Bradby is here. And Darren, last couple games for George Ranch as they get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, and these are going to be a tough last couple games because, hey, everybody's here to show out and show up. And the Longhorns are ready for the competition, and I think they're well-adjusted from over the season, and they just came as a great team, and they've all came together and made a bond that no team can break. So let's see how it goes tonight.
Last time these two teams played, it was at Brazoswood on January 10th. George Ranch came away a winner 51-36 when these two teams played. Now we're back in the friendly confines of Longhorns Gymnasium. We'll see what effect, if any, that has on the score and on which team will come out victorious tonight.
I mean, we have a big advantage. We're at home. We have a nice crowd out there, too. And we see that parents, everybody, just everyone's out here to show support for the Longhorns. And they've played this team before, so let's see if they adjusted to how they played last time. And we all know that the Longhorns work hard if they take a loss.
Take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for both clubs. You're listening to George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Brett Dolan. We're back at George Ranch High School. Darren has the starting lineups for George Ranch.
For the Lady Longhorns, we have number one, Jaden Dunn, a 5'6 freshman. Number 11, Julia Schwaki, 5'9 sophomore. Number 22, China Omeladike, 5'10 junior. Shelby Covinta, number 23, 5'6 junior. And Alexis White, number 32, 5'9 senior.
And for the Brazoswood Lady Buccaneers, they will start Yanni Ware, a 5'5 junior. Haley Harrington, 5'11 senior. Hannah Harrington, a 5'11 senior. Michaela Trawick, a 5'9 senior. And Trinity Jones, a 5'7 sophomore. It'll be Yanni Ware, Haley Harrington, Hannah Harrington, Michaela Trawick, and Trinity Jones, the five starters for the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood. Other games in 23-6A tonight. Pearland will drive across town to Dawson High School. That one starts at 7, so they're a few minutes into that ball game. Pearland, 23-8. Dawson, 13-15. Pearland, a winner of six straight. And Dawson comes in having lost their last game Tuesday night. The other 23-6A game, Elsick at Hastings. Elsick, 12-10. Hastings, 25-8. And, of course, the Brazoswood Lady Bucks are here against George Ranch. Aleef Taylor has the night off. In men's 23-6A basketball games tonight, Dawson at Pearland, George Ranch, and Charlie Jones's club traveled up to Clute to play Brazoswood, and Hastings at Elsick. And once again, Taylor is taking the night off. Dawson at Pearland for the men, George Ranch up to Brazoswood, Hastings at Elsick. And that is in men's 23-6A basketball. Dawson leads that one 8-0. Pearland right behind them, 8-1. So a big ball game tonight in Pearland with Dawson and Pearland playing each other over there. Taylor 6-3. And then Elsick and George Ranch are tied for fourth, both at 2-6 in the district. That's big for Charlie Jones and the Longhorns. They're trying to win a playoff spot for the first time in 6A play. Both teams are queuing up near their bench. We'll have the national anthem, and we'll have our introduction of the players here at George Ranch, and then we'll tip this one off. We're a little late getting started tonight. It's Parents' Night and Senior Night, so we had those festivities before the team started warming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have an introduction by the PA announcer and then our national anthem.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others
is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
PA announcer is finishing up bringing on the starters out into the court. Already accomplished that with Brazoswood. George Ranch is getting its lineup announced to the fans here. Good crowd. Here's Alexis White brought out. Shelby Cavinta. China Amuldiki is out, Julia Schwaki, and Jaden Dunn. That'll be Jaden Dunn, Julia Schwaki, China Amuldiki, Shelby Cavinta, and Alexis White, the five starters for George Ranch, and they're a familiar quintet. Shalisha Pierce starts these players regularly. Every once in a while, she'll start one or the other, but this time a familiar five for George Ranch. Brazoswood Lady Bucks will start Yanni Ware, Haley Harrington, Hannah Harrington, Michaela Trawick, and Trinity Jones out on the court. Jumping up, Haley Harrington, a 5'11 senior. Alexis White will be on the other side of the circle, a 5'9 senior, jumping up for George Ranch. And we're just about ready to tip off here in Richmond. The ball is up. Tip is to the Lady Bucks. Yanni Ware with the basketball, guarded by Jaden Dunn. Dunn on her. Ware tries to get it inside. Is able to do that finally. Gets it down to Taylor Helms, who's in the ball game now for the Lady Bucks. Over to Cavinta on the left side into Amuldiki. Down low to Alexis White. Turnaround jump shot is short. Rebounded by Michaela Trawick. Over to Yanni Ware. Ware on the far side. Over to Haley Helms, also in the ball game. I think some of our starters got replaced. And the three-pointer is made by Michaela Trawick, and the Lady Bucks are on the board first. They lead 3-0, just inside 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. Jaden Dunn lets a three-pointer go from the corner, and that one is good. We're tied at 3. Both clubs starting out with three-pointers. Good press put on by George Ranch. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Alexis White. Lady Bucks will inbound under George Ranch's basket. And they're able to break the press and get the ball across the line. Yanni Ware guarded by Jaden Dunn. Ware gets it inside to Taylor Helms. Helms to Michaela Trawick. She puts up another jumper. This one is short off the iron. Rebounded by Shelby Cavinta. Ahead to Jaden Dunn. Dunn pulls up outside the three-point line. She's being guarded by Trawick. In the corner to Cavinta. She lets a three-pointer go. No good. Rebound grabbed by Amuldiki to Alexis White. She puts up the jumper. That's no good. And we have a whistle. Fire. Foul whistled against China Amuldike, her first. Ball inbounded by the Lady Bucks. Yanni Ware will take it all away, has it stripped. First turnover of the ball game for either club. Jaden Dunn with quick hands, knocked the ball away. Now she has it way out top. Picks up her dribble to Julia Schwacki on the left side. Schwacki near the top of the key, now drives the right side, gives it underneath to Kavinta. She's a little too far underneath the basket, can't get that one to drop, and it's rebounded by the Bucks. Rebound by Helms, and given to Yanni Ware, and over to Michaela Trowick. In the corner to Ware. Ware goes down low to Taylor Helms, and that ball is thrown away. Second turnover by the Bucks. Julia Schwacki has it in the corner to Jaden Dunn. Now deeper in the corner to Alexis White. She drives a baseline, puts it up, no good, off the back iron. She was all alone under the basket, put that one up, and it hit the back iron and popped out. And a personal foul whistled against Taylor Helms, her first. Kavinta having trouble getting it in, now does to Julia Schwacki. And she lets go a three-pointer, and that's good. George Ranch, 6, and the Lady Bucks, 3.
We see the Longhorns going with the shooting game tonight because so far pressing into the inside has been not working for them.
Boy, Julia Schwacki got that one up fast. The inbound came to her, and she put it right up and right through and nailed the three-pointer. Here come the Bucks over to Trowick. She's at the free throw line, puts up a jumper, no good. Rebounded and then knocked out of bounds by the Bucks. Their third turnover, couldn't get a handle on that one. Checking in for George Ranch is Milan Francis Miller and Alexis White.
Both
takes a breather.
Both teams are having a good defensive position. And we see that number 23, Michaela Trowick.
Trowick, yeah.
Yeah, she's so far the shooter of the team.
Schwacki puts up another one. That one is good. That's a two-pointer this time. Julia with 5 points. George Ranch leads 8-3. 4:09 left in the first quarter. Ahead now to Yanni Ware. Ware drives on the basket, puts it up too hard. It's off the backboard and out top. Possession retained by the Bucks, however. Trowick in the lane, puts up the one-handed running jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Second shot is no good. This time, Kavinta pulls down the rebound. Gets it ahead to Amuldike. And back to Shelby Kavinta, and she'll set up outside the top of the key. Now to Julia Schwacki, left-handed dribble, way out top. In the corner to Jaden Dunn, three-pointer on its way, in and out, rebounded by Amuldike. She'll go back to the basket and drop it in. China Amuldike with her first 2 points of the night, and George Ranch leads 10-3 over Brazoswood. Good work under the boards by Amuldike. Running layup is too hard. Put up by Yanni Ware. That one is off. Rebounded by Trowick. She puts up another jumper. That's a little bit too hard. Off the back of the iron. And into the hands of Julia Schwacki. Now down court to Jaden Dunn in the far corner. Shelby Kavinta up top. She's being guarded by Ware. Now to Schwacki on the right side. That's a familiar spot for Julia, but she's tied up, almost double-teamed over there to Jaden Dunn now, top of the key, into the near corner to Shelby Kavinta. She tries to get it down to Amuldike, and Amuldike is fouled. Foul whistled against Taylor Helms, her second.
That's her second time getting called for the personal, so I wonder if Coach will let her take a breather for a second.
He stays out there at least for the moment. No, she was replaced. Dominique Jean-Baptiste is in for George Ranch. So now the Lady Bucks have Yanni Ware, Haley Harrington, Michaela Trowick, Haley Helms. And can't see the fifth player on the court. I think it's Hannah Harrington for the Bucks. And now George Ranch calls a timeout. This is a short one. Longhorns lead 10-3. And we are deep into the first quarter. Lady Bucks open the scoring. A three-pointer by Michaela Trawick. And Jaden Dunn answered with her own three-pointer. Julia Schwacki added one and a conventional basket for 5 points. And China Amuldiki also with a basket. And the Longhorns lead 10-3. George Ranch has Jaden Dunn, Dominique Jean-Baptiste, Alexis White, Julia Schwacki, and Milan Francis Miller on the court now. Yanni Ware with the basketball. She's being guarded out top by Francis Miller. And almost a turnover, but Julia Schwacki is whistled for the personal foul. Got a little too much of the player and a little too little of the basketball, I guess. All right, the inbound to Ware. To Haley Helms. Helms to Trawick. She puts up the jump shot. That is no good. Battle for the rebound. And Alexis White comes up with it. And a foul whistled against Hannah Harrington, her first. Jaden Dunn will walk it across center court. And kind of going to the right to Jean-Baptiste, to Milan Francis Miller. She drives on the basket, and the left-handed layup is good by Milan Francis Miller. She's got 2 points, and George Ranch leads by 9, 12-3. Good press by the Longhorns, but on a press, you have to watch for those personal fouls. Dominique Jean-Baptiste is whistled for her first. Reaching in, trying to cause a turnover. Yanni Ware gets it across center court. And that one is intercepted by the Longhorns. 4 turnovers for Brazoswood. Jaden Dunn with the basketball. Fakes towards the far corner and goes out to Julia Schwacki. Schwacki to Alexis White, then back to Julia. But she's fouled heading towards the basket. Foul whistled against Michaela Trawick, her first. At the free throw line is Schwacki. First free throw is good. Julia with 6 points. One of 8 seniors honored tonight on Senior Night and Parents Night here at George Ranch. Longhorns by 10, 13-3. And that second free throw is off to the right side. Rebounded by Michaela Trawick. Over to Yanni Ware. Ware looking for some help, looking for a pick. Finally gets it down low to Haley Harrington. She puts up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Alexis White. The outlet to Milan Francis Miller. Down court to Julia Schwacki. Three-pointer. It's a two. That one was off the left side. Looked like a three-pointer from here. But the ref put up 2 fingers. It's 15-3, George Ranch. And ahead for Hannah Harrington, who lays it up and in. And with 26 seconds left in the quarter, Brazoswood gets its second basket. It's 15-5. First turnover for George Ranch. Michaela Trawick stepped in front of that one. And a personal foul whistled against Michaela Trawick, her second. trying to put the press on. Hannah Agner is in for George Ranch. She's a 5'1 senior. And a long one is put up and no good. Looked good when it left her hands, but Schwanke couldn't get that one to drop. And we're at the end of the first quarter. It's George Ranch 15 and the Brazoswood Lady Bucks 5. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial, Inc.
Here's the scoring in the first quarter for George Ranch. 8 points for Julia Schwanke, 3 for Jaden Dunn, and 2 each for Milan Francis Miller and China Amuldike. On the other side of the ledger, Michaela Trawick with 3 and Hannah Harrington with 2. And it's 15-5, George Ranch, as we open quarter number 2. Milan Francis Miller puts up the jumper, partially blocked. Taken away by the Lady Bucks. Yanni Ware with the basketball. She draws Shelby Kavinta out front. Into Hannah Harrington, back to Ware. And this time to Caitlin Andell, who is in the lineup now for the Lady Bucks. Down low to Harrington, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound is also no good. The putback by Hannah Harrington was a little bit short, rebounded by Alexis White.
Alexis White kind of skimmed across the out-of-bounds line right there.
Yeah, we're right on the baseline here at George Ranch, so we can kind of see right down the line. And the shot is put up. No good. It's short. Just grazed the rim. Came straight down into the hands of Yanni Ware. Ware down low to Haley Harrington, who lays it up and in. And George Ranch would like a timeout. Shalisha Pierce saw a lot of movement there this time on behalf of the Bucks, and I think she wants to talk this one over with her players.
We also seen the turnovers building up for the Longhorns, so that was a time to kind of adjust that situation and sit out whoever needed to be set out.
Speaking of turnovers, George Ranch with 2 and Brazoswood with 5. As we mentioned, other games going on tonight in 23-6A women's basketball. Pearland is at Dawson, and Alief Elsick is at Hastings. All right, in the far corner to Schwanke, down low to Alexis White. Little short jumper is good by Alexis White. It's 17-7, George Ranch by 10. Cassandra Polito in for the Bucks, and ball is out of bounds. 6 turnover for the Bucks. That long pass down court, nobody here to receive it, and skips out of bounds. Now down to Alexis White, to Jaden Dunn, Julia Schwanke, down low to Alexis White. He drives on, puts a left-handed layup up, no good, gets her own rebound. Second one, no good. Third effort is no good. She's still got the basketball. This time she's whistled for traveling. Good second and third effort by Alexis White, but the last time whistled for traveling. Third George Ranch turnover. Bucks having trouble getting the ball in. And Caitlin Andell knocked the ball off one of the Longhorns and out of bounds. So They'll redo this at the far end. Yanni Ware dribbling around, guarded by Alexis White. And White is whistled for the personal foul, her first. George Ranch with four team fouls, five for the Bucks. Into the lineup, Jillian Morris, a 5'7 senior. Down court to Cassandra Polito. Polito to Yanni Ware. She's being guarded by Dunn. She gets a good pick, but then dribbles right into the arms of Amul Diki. Now the ball is sent down low to Haley Harrington. First shot, no good. Second shot, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Shelby Covinta, her first. At the free throw line, Haley Harrington with 2 points. Free throw on its way. Make that three. 17-8, George Ranch by nine. Harrington's next free throw is off the front iron. Rebounded by Julia Schwacki. There is a lane violation, so George Ranch will inbound. Jaden Dunn to Julia Schwacki. In the corner to Morris, to Shelby Covinta. Covinta way out top, beyond the top of the key. Nobody close to her. Over to Jaden Dunn, to Jillian Morris. Morris back to Dunn. Dunn guarded by Yanni Ware. And this time, Dunn thought she had a recipient for a pass. Nobody's home. And that's the fourth George Ranch turnover.
We haven't seen much of scoring from the Longhorns. We've really seen a decrease in their play, so let's see if it kicks back up in the second.
We're midway through the second quarter, and George Ranch has only scored 2 points this time. Yanni Ware drives a baseline and tries to find somebody in the lane. Can't do that. Stolen away by Jaden Dunn, and now stolen away by the Bucks. And Shalisha Pierce is just about ready to call another timeout. She might make a substitution. Let's see what happens here. Amul Diki ties up Michaela Trawick with the basketball. And for George Ranch, Destiny Briscoe checks in. Jillian Morris is out. Bucks have a little trouble getting it in. Now they do to Hannah Harrington. And the whistle is for traveling. 8 turnovers for the Bucks, 5 for George Ranch. Jaden Dunn once again walks this one across midcourt. And Jaden Dunn puts up a 3-pointer, and that one is good from the near corner. She's got 6 points, both 3-pointers. Bucks do a good job breaking the press. Haley Helms with the basketball down at the Bucks end of the court. Yanni Ware drives down the lane, puts up the soft running layup. That's no good. The rebound and the putback is by Haley Harrington, and it's 20-10. George Ranch by 10. 3:32 left in the second quarter. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio. This is live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. He's Darren Bradby. I'm Tom Tarando. Jaden Dunn puts one up. It looks like a three-pointer. It was actually a good feed down low to Amul Diki. She couldn't get the shot off. And the Bucks come away with the basketball. Into Haley Harrington. Harrington working against Julia Schwacki. Little turnaround lay-in is no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. And Jaden Dunn collides with Yanni Ware. And they'll call the foul on Yanni Ware, her first. And Jaden Dunn will go to the free throw line at the far end of the court. Shelby Covinta comes out. Anneli Ng is in. Free throw by Jaden Dunn. No good. Off the mark. And this one is tipped away from Yanni Ware from behind. The Bucks have 9 turnovers. George Ranch with the basketball. Driving on the basket is Julia Schwacki, and she's fouled. Foul against Haley Harrington, her first. Schwacki at the free throw line, shooting 2. She's got 8 points. And that first free throw off the back iron and the left side. Precious Ikey is in for George Ranch. Jaden Dunn is out. Schwacki's second free throw is short off the front iron, rebounded by the Bucks. Yanni Ware with the board and the basketball, guarded out top by Ikey. And that foul is against Haley Helms, away from the basketball. Her first. George Ranch with the ball to Anneli Ng. On the left side to Julia Schwacki. Out top to Precious Ikey. Ikey drives down and gets it to Amuldike. Tries to go around to the left side and whistled for traveling. Good idea. Needed to put the ball on the court one more time before she laid that one in. And the Bucks finally get the ball in. Yanni Ware got it in to Harrington, back to Ware. Now to Caitlin Andell. Andell on the far side, stolen away by Anneli Ng. 10 turnovers for the Bucks. And George Ranch turns it right back over. Bucks have it. Inbounding in front of George Ranch's bench. On the far side to Caitlin Andell. And Andell dribbles it off her leg and out of bounds. George Ranch basketball. 1:45 left in the second quarter. George Ranch by 10, 20-10. Julia Schwacki on the left side. Little running layup is good by Julia Schwacki. She's got 10 points. Had 8 in the first quarter, a basket here in the second. Ware over to Cassandra Polito, into Haley Helms. And Helms puts one up, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Amuldike, her second. At the free throw line is Haley Helms. First free throw is good by Haley, her first. Precious Ikey and Julia Schwacki come out into the basketball game. Jerrica Simon and Shelby Cavinta returns. Haley Helms with another free throw. Second one on its way, and that one is good like the first. She's got 2 points, and the lead is 10, 22-12. Anneli Ng will inbound to Jerrica Simon. Simon, a 5'3 senior in the basketball game. She's going to take this one herself all the way. Puts up the layup. It's no good, and it is knocked out of bounds. Actually lost control and it went out of bounds. That's the 9th turnover for George Ranch, 11 by the Lady Bucks. We're inside a minute to play in the second quarter. And on her way to the basket is Haley Helms. And again, the foul whistled against China Amuldike, her third. And we would guess that Shalisha Pierce will save her for the second half. She does. She sends Julia Schwacki over to the scorer's table. Julia checks in. Amuldike checks out.
So far, the last person that the Longhorns won at the free throw line is Haley Helms, because she's knocked down each one so far.
Just made her third in a row. Fourth one on its way. That one is no good. You put the hex on her that time, Darren. Rebound back into the hands of the Bucks. Out top to Caitlin Andell. She sheds Jaden Dunn for a second. Out top to Yanni Ware. Ware being guarded by Jerrica Simon. Now over to Cassandra Polito. She gets it down low. Now back out to Polito. She wants to take the three. Doesn't. Gets it inside to Hannah Harrington. Harrington sends it outside to Haley Helms. She puts up the jumper. No good. A rebound into the hands of Shelby Covinta. Covinta behind the back dribble. There are 10 seconds left in the second quarter. Now top of the key, Julia Schwacki. Schwacki finds Jaden Dunn, but she's whistled for traveling. One too many steps out top. Inbound to Yanni Ware. Last shot of the quarter on its way. That one is no good. And we are at halftime. George Ranch, 22. And the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood, 13. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
I'm Eddie Moore, Vice President of Athletics, George Ranch ABC Booster Club. And I listen to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Eddie Morris. We are back at George Ranch. It's halftime, Lady Longhorns 22 and the Brazoswood Lady Bucks 13. Scoring, first of all, for the visiting Lady Bucks, 5 points by Haley Harrington, 3 each by Haley Helms and Michaela Trawick, and a basket by Hannah Harrington. And those are the 13 points for the Lady Bucks at halftime, and they have 11 turnovers at the moment. For George Ranch, leading scorer Julia Schwacki with 10, 6 for Jaden Dunn, and then 2 each for Milan Francis Miller, China Amuldike, and Alexis White. And George Ranch with 10 turnovers at halftime. We have a text in to Eddie Morris, and if he's at the men's game, he'll respond with the score that they have there in Clute for 23-6A men's basketball. Dawson is at Pearland, and that's a big game over in Pearland tonight. Dawson 21-6, leading 23-6A at 8-0 versus Pearland 25-5 and 8-1 in 23-6A. So a Pearland win will make them 9-1 and Dawson 8-1 and put Pearland on top. They'll switch positions with Dawson if that's a victory. If not, Dawson will go to 9-0. Pearland will drop to 8-2, and that'll put a little breathing space in between those Pearland teams as we head to UIL playoff time in the men's division. Alief Hastings is at Elsick tonight. In men's play, Taylor is in third place at 6-3. Taylor has the night off. And then Elsick and George Ranch are tied for fourth, both at 2-6 in 23-6A men's basketball. And that's a big deal. George Ranch trying to get into the 6A playoffs for the first time in school history. So we'll see what happens there. On the women's side, Pearland is in the top spot, 9-1. George Ranch and Hastings are tied for second place at 7-3. And then Dawson is down below in fourth at 5-4 at the moment. Once again, Taylor has the night off. And then Elsick is at Hastings in men's basketball. And kind of looking for some scoring, or the score rather, from George Ranch at Brazoswood. Nothing yet, and so we will try again to get that for you and bring it to you during halftime. Once again, George Ranch 22 and the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood 13. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com.
Here's Darren with some campus news from George Ranch.
The Conservative Club meets every Wednesday afternoon at 3:35 p.m. in Mr. Zerber's room. Everyone is welcome. Students receiving a 4 or 5 on their 2016 AP exam should have received an invitation to join us for the first annual AP Field of Dreams. Please make sure you verify your scores outside office 1305 and let Ms. Reeves know if there is a discrepancy. Cheerleading tryouts are almost here. If you are interested in trying out to be a cheerleader or mascot for the 2017-2018 school year, please visit the website and go to the cheer page under athletics. The packet and forms are available online and are due by February 27th.
And if you're looking for ways to become more involved in George Ranch High School athletics, the Athletic Booster Club will be holding elections during the spring general meeting for the 2017-18 school year. The elections will happen on April 24th. Interested parties must be a member of the ABC, and it's not too late to join that. You can visit the website at grhsabc.com, scroll down and click on Join the ABC button. You can take care of that online. Then complete the nomination form and you are either nominating yourself or nominating somebody else. If you have questions, you can contact Karen Reed, the GRHS-ABC secretary, and you can contact Ms. Reed at secretary@grhsabc.com. The Athletic Booster Club at George Ranch provides financial support to the student athletes of George Ranch High School through equipment purchases for their particular sport as needed, and funds a scholarship program for our academically achieving student athletes. We help our student athletes win at the ranch. And that they do, and we don't say this enough, but we thank the ABC for all of the help and support it's given GRHS iRadio over the last 2.5 years that we've been broadcasting George Ranch High School sports. We broadcast football games home and away, basketball games at home for both men and women. We certainly follow both teams when they go on the road for playoffs in basketball, and then broadcasting home and away baseball games for the George Ranch Longhorns. Both teams back on the court. Shelby Coventa will inbound for George Ranch, and we'll get the third quarter started as soon as the halftime clock runs out. And there it is. All right, a new 8 minutes should appear on the clock. It does, and Shelby Coventa is having difficulty getting the ball in, and she can't. Commits the 11th George Ranch turnover, and the original 8 minutes are still showing on the clock. Eddie Morris responded to the text. George Ranch is up 27-26 at halftime in Brazoswood. Here's a running jump shot by Yanni Ware. No good. Rebounded by Amiel Dickey. Ahead to Julia Schwacki. Schwacki with the soft jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Taylor Helms. We have two sets of twins on this Brazoswood club, it appears, just like we did with a club about a month ago or so. Kind of unusual to have one set of twins, let alone two. Schwacki over here to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with a jump shot inside the lane, no good. Rebounded by Yanni Ware. She'll take this one herself, puts up the soft running lay-in, and that's good. Those are her first 2 points of the night. It's 22-15, George Ranch by 7. Jaden Dunn draws Ware way outside to Shelby Coventa on the three-point line. Puts it up. It is good, and it is a three-pointer. Looked like she was on the line, but the referee called it a three. It's 25-15, Lady Longhorns by 10. Ahead to Yanni Ware. Ware down low to Haley Harrington. Puts up a shot. No good. Off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Julia Schwacki. Schwacki in the corner to Coventa. Another one is on its way. And that one is good. And it's another three for Coventa. That's two straight. She's got 6 points. And Lindsay Robertson wants a timeout. She's seen just about enough of Shelby Coventa nailing 2 3-pointers in a row, and George Ranch expands that lead to 13, 28-15.
What do you think Coach Pierce said in the locker room to make that happen?
I don't know. George Ranch came out. They were leading by 9 coming into the third quarter, and Yanni Ware put in a running lay-in, made the George Ranch lead 7, and then Coventa hit 2 3-pointers, and that bumped the lead back up to 13.
We've seen, in the first half, we've seen the Bucks actually out-rebounding us on their side of the court, and I don't know, the Longhorns have just been holding up on their side, on the offensive side, so the defense, it could be stepped up a little, but this is the beginning of the second half, so we'll see what happens this third and fourth quarter.
And we'll see what the Lady Bucks have in store after calling this timeout. All right, the inbound is to Haley Helms. Helms being double-teamed on the far side. She breaks that, gets it ahead to Trawick. She lays it up and in. And let's see, the Longhorn players are up. And let's see now. Originally, I thought it was an offensive foul. That's why George Ranch was up. But I think the foul was whistled on Julia Schwanke, her second. The referee is calling everybody back to that end of the court. At the free throw line will be Michaela Trawick. She's got 3 points. She hit a three-pointer early in the first quarter. Hasn't scored since then. We're in the third, 5:59 left in the third quarter. First free throw on its way is good. Trawick with four. And the lead is 10. Into Alexis White. And White is whistled for traveling. 12th turnover by George Ranch. Trawick is... rears back like she's going to throw a Hail Mary pass and then finally dumps it a little low. Stolen away by Shelby Kavinta. She drives on the right side, puts it up and in. Shelby Kavinta is the Bucks' biggest nightmare here. She's got 8 points. And again, a turnover by the Bucks. Julia Schwanke over to Kavinta. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebounded underneath by Amuldike. Gets it to Alexis White. She puts it up. And is fouled. The foul against Michaela Trawick, her third at the free throw line. Alexis White, she's got 2 points. A basket in the second quarter. First free throw on its way. That one's good. Subs come in, or one sub comes in. Caitlin Andell is in, and Trawick has a seat. White's second free throw is good. Alexis with 4 points, and the lead is 14, 32-18. Bucks get it in, having a little bit of trouble getting it down court. They do that finally. Haley Harrington with the basketball over to Yanni Ware on the far side. Ware gets it down low to Taylor Helms. Helms puts it up, and she's fouled. Foul is against Alexis White, her second. Jaden Dunn comes over, gets some coaching on the fly from Shalisha Pierce. Taylor Helms puts up her first free throw. That one is good. Her first point of the night. In Brazoswood at Clute, or at Include at Brazoswood, however you want to say that. George Ranch leads at halftime in the men's game, 27-26. Helms' second free throw is good at the far end. George Ranch by 12, 32-20. Dunn in the corner to Kavinta, right in front of us here at George Ranch. On the drive is Schwanke, that's no good. The rebound by Amuldike, and then the steal by Yanni Ware. Ware puts up the shot, that's no good. The rebound and the putback by Harrington is no good, and a jump ball is called. Check that. A foul is called against Julia Schwanke, her third. Milan Francis Miller will check in. And Julia Schwanke will come out. Donnie Ware drives the right side and puts in the lay-in. She's got 4 points all in this quarter. We're in the third, 4:22 left. George Ranch by 10, 32-22. And Kavinta tries to get it down low to Amuldike. And that one goes out of bounds. 13th turnover for George Ranch. Lady Bucks also with lucky 13. All right, the inbound to Caitlin Andell. Andell draws the double team and almost a steal by Frances Miller. But that one is off her hands and out of bounds. Bucks will inbound again. This time they break the press. Yanni Ware again drives the basket. Dishes this one off to Haley Harrington. She puts it up. No good. And the foul. Is whistled against Haley Helms, her second. Haley Harrington checks out. Hannah Harrington checks in. Kavinta puts up the jumper. That is no good. Rebounded by Hannah Harrington to Yanni Ware. Ware, a 5'5 junior, has handled the ball almost exclusively for Lindsey Robertson's team, bringing the ball up and guiding the offense around the court. And this time a foul away from the basketball by Taylor Helms, her third. Kavinta tries to loft one down to Amuldike. She does that, and China spins and puts it up and in. She's got 4 points, and the lead is 12, 34-22. This one ahead to Taylor Helms. Puts around the turnaround, or puts up the turnaround jumper. That's no good. Rebound by Milan Frances Miller to Jaden Dunn on the far side. Dunn gets it down low to Amuldike. She turns and drops that one in. China with 6 points. The George Ranch lead is 14. And a timeout again by the Lady Bucks. You're listening to George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
We're the hilarious varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
Inbound goes to Yanni Ware. She dishes it on the far side to Caitlin Andell. Third three-pointer is on its way. No good. Rebounded by George Rant. The rebound by Amuldike. And that basketball over to Anneli Ng. And then she's fouled by Yanni Ware, her second. Anneli Ng, a 5'4 senior for George Ranch. It is senior night and parents' night here at the ranch. Inbound to Milan Frances Miller. Miller guarded way out top by Haley Harrington to Jaden Dunn. Dunn dribbles this direction. Good crossover dribble again by Jaden Dunn. Gets a little bit free of her defender to Anneli Ng to Shelby Kavinta on the far side. Kavinta to Jaden Dunn. Dunn wants to go inside. Good spin move. Puts up the lay-in. No good. Rebounded by Hannah Harrington. to Caitlin Andell, and now to Yanni Ware. Ware in the corner to Haley Helms. Out top to Andell. Andell has that one stolen away by Ng. 14th turnover. And George Ranch throws it away. They got 14. Hannah Agner checks in. And out for George Ranch for the moment, Jaden Dunn. This one into Yanni Ware. Ware puts up the jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Shelby Kavinta. 1:19 left in the third quarter. It's 36-22, George Ranch by 14. To Hannah Agner, to Milan Francis Miller. Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta gets it down low to Amyildiki. She dishes it out to Francis Miller. Miller puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Hannah Agner. To Kavinta. She stops at the three-point line, puts one up a little bit short. Rebound, good one at that by Haley Helms. And Helms ahead to Yanni Ware, and then the putback is good by Haley Harrington. Harrington with 7 points. And we are within 40 seconds of the end of the third quarter. George Ranch by 12, 36-24. And this one is thrown out of bounds. 15th turnover for the Longhorns. In men's play include George Ranch 33 and the Bucks 26 with about 6 minutes left in the third quarter in the men's game. Could be a program sweep for George Ranch if the men hold on and the ladies keep this lead. Here comes B.V. Rojas. Out goes Caitlin Andell as Rojas checks in. Yanni Ware with the basketball. In the corner to Harrington. Back out to Ware. Ware being guarded by Milan Miller. And Ware gets a step on Miller and then dishes it down low to Haley Harrington, who lays it up and in. As the third quarter ends, it's George Ranch 36 and the Lady Bucks 26. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
All right, back at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School. He's Darren Bradby. I'm Tom Tarando. And George Ranch with a 10-point lead as we start the fourth quarter.
I like how Shelby Kavinta really stepped out the third quarter. And the way that she tries to get it into the paint instead of always shooting it, it just goes with her game.
He was a real spark for George Ranch. Dumped in 8 points in the third quarter. Hit two consecutive threes and then another basket. Bucks picked up just a little bit. George Ranch only outscored them, outscored George Ranch 14-13 in the third quarter, but still are down by 10, 36-26 as we start the fourth. Rojas with the basketball over to Yanni Ware. Ware in the corner to Haley Helms. To Rojas on the baseline. Can't do anything there. Way out top to Ware. Ware down low to Haley Helms. Helms puts up the shot. That is no good. And a foul. Whistled against Jaden Dunn, her first. Haley Helms with 3 points, and you can make that four. That free throw kind of nestled in there. We'll go through the scoring here in a second. Haley Helms puts up the next free throw, and that one is good as well. She's got 5 points, and the lead is down to 8, 36-28. Inbound to Julia Schwacki. Schwacki on the far side. Tries to find Dunn out top. Can't do that. Tries to go down low to Amuldike and throws it away. 15th turnover for George Ranch. To Rojas. She loses connections with the basketball. That's the 16th turnover for the Bucks.
It was Jaden Dunn with the mid-range shot, adding 2 more points to the score.
And Jaden Dunn with 8 total, and the lead is back up to 10. Dunn with the 3-pointer. That one is short. And into the hands of Yanni Ware. She drives on the basket. It's no good. A foul will be on Jaden Dunn, her second. Just got another update from Eddie Morris. It's George Ranch 40 and the Bucks 28 with 4:40 left in the third quarter. George Ranch is slowly pulling away. They were up by 4 in the third quarter, starting the third quarter, then midway through up by 7, now up by 12 in the latter stages of the fourth quarter.
That's almost identical. Identical scores that we're looking at with the Longhorns and the Bucks, ladies and men's.
All right, George Ranch on the drive has that one knocked away and out of bounds. Shelby Kavinta will inbound under the Longhorn basket. Gets it in finally to Jaden Dunn on the far side. Dunn works on Ware, drives on the left side of the basket. That one rolls over the rim. Into the hands of Alexis White. Her putback is no good. Now to Trawig, and she puts that jumper up. That's no good. And there's a foul on the play. Anneli Ng with her first personal foul. Trawig puts up the first one, and that one is no good. Second one on its way. That one off as well. Rebounded by Ng. Ng ahead to Jaden Dunn. Dunn down low to Alexis White, and the basket is good, and she's fouled. Alexis White with her 6th point of the night. Foul whistled against Hannah Harrington, I believe, her second. That free throw is good by White. 41-29, George Ranch by 12. Trawick puts up a 3-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Alexis White. Check that. The free throw was no good by White. But now White gets the feed down low and lays it up and in. It's 43-29. George Ranch pulling away in this one as well. Their lead is now 14. Yanni Ware out top working against Jaden Dunn. And this one's stolen away by Julia Schwacki. Schwacki tries to put it up, has the ball knocked away. A little bit of a collision under the basket. No call there. And Trawick with the lay-in attempt. That is no good, but a foul. Foul whistled against Alexis White, her third. Amuldike will check in for Alexis White. Michaela Trawick, first free throw is good. She's got 5 points. Here comes Amuldike, and White checks out. Five-nine senior Michaela Trawick hits that second free throw. She's got 6 points. Now White checks back in. Got about a 10-second breather, and Nellie Ng comes out. And a timeout called by Coach Pierce just in time because the 5-second inbound time was just about running out, and she could see, like everybody else, the referee's hand going up and down as he pounded out those seconds, and she called a timeout for George Ranch. It's a short one. Let's update you on the scoring. For the Bucks, through three quarters of play, Haley Harrington with 9, 4 each for Yanni Ware and Michaela Trawick. 3 points for Haley Helms, and then a basket each by Hannah Harrington and Taylor Helms. And that's the scoring through three quarters. The Bucks with 14 turnovers through three. For George Ranch, 10 points by Julia Schwacki, 8 by Shelby Covinta, 6 by Amul Diki, 4 by Alexis White, 6 by Jaden Dunn, and 2 by Milan Francis Miller. Here's a drive on the basket by White. That is no good. Rebounded by Yanni Ware. Ware gets it down to Trawick. Puts it back out to Ware. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebounded by Jaden Dunn. Dunn sends it in the near corner here to Schwacki. She drives the baseline. Gives it off to Alexis White. White to Covinta. Jump shot on its way. No good. Rebounded by Hannah Harrington. 4:35 left in the ball game. George Ranch by 12. Trawick tries to send it down low. Gets it down there. There's a tie up under the basket. The award goes to George Ranch. Shelby Covinta having some difficulty getting it across. Finally does that to Jaden Dunn. Dunn at the free throw line to Julia Schwacki. Back to Dunn. Jump shot on its way is good. And that's a three-pointer. Jaden Dunn with 11 points. She's got 3 three-pointers tonight. Frawick weaves her way through, puts up a jumper by the free throw line. That's no good. Rebound to Jaden Dunn. Dunn is double teamed, loses control of the basketball, and the put in is good by Haley Harrington. And I don't know what the confusion is here. Thought maybe the Bucks had called a timeout. Finally, we straighten that out. George Ranch inbounds to Hannah Agner. Agner to Amul Diki. Ahead to Julia Schwacki. Schwacki across midcourt. Being guarded by Haley Harrington. She drops it down to Alexis White. White, turnaround jumper is good. 10 points for Alexis White. And the lead is 15, 48-33. Ware on the right side, little running layup. No good. A rebound, and the putback is by Hannah Harrington. She's got 4 points. Ahead to Covinta. She lays it up and in on kind of a sleeper. As soon as that ball went in at the far end, she headed down court. George Ranch got her the basketball, laid it up and in. Lead back up to 15, 50-35. Into Hannah Harrington to Trawick. She puts it up, and the shot is waved off. Foul is on Hannah Agner, her first. Trawick at the free throw line with 6 points. Milan Francis Miller checks in. China Amul Diki checks out. For First free throw on its way. It is no good. And after that one was missed at the free throw line, and on the ensuing rebound, a foul whistled against Hannah Harrington, her third. George Ranch with the basketball. Milan Miller out top to Julia Schwacki. Schwacki, little looping pass into Alexis White. Tried to give it back to Julia, no good. Briscoe in the ball game. Destiny Briscoe, 5'5 sophomore in the ball game for George Ranch. To Alexis White. White drives to the lane and puts it up and in. Alexis White with 8 points in this quarter and 12 all night. Lead of 17, biggest of the night for George Ranch. Frowick with the running lay-in, no good. Rebounded by Alexis White to Julia Schwanke. Schwanke on the far side, little spin move heading to the basket, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Yanni Ware, her third. No update lately from Eddie Morris. Last one we had, George Ranch was leading by 12. In Clute, 40-28, with about 4:40 left in the third quarter. Schwacki's first free throw is no good. Milan Francis Miller checks out. Precious Eike is in. Precious, a 5'4 senior for George Ranch. Schwacki's next free throw is short off the front iron. Rebounded by Yanni Ware. Ware tries to take it herself and loses control and out of bounds. 17th turnover for the Bucks. They'll stick with the press, trying to get the basketball back. A minute and a half left in the ball game. George Ranch by 17. Kavinta puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound by Alexis White, and she's fouled. Foul on Rojas, her first free throw by Alexis White is good. Alexis White, 9 points this quarter. She's got 13 for the game. Jillian Morris checks in. Shelby Kavinta checks out. Shelby with 10 points. Second free throw is good by Alexis White. Dominique Jean-Baptiste is in. Destiny Briscoe checks out for George Ranch. Here's Ware to Trowick. Three-pointer on its way. That's long over the rim. Rebounded by B.B. Rojas. Rojas back to Trowick, puts up a jumper. That one was even longer than the next one, or the last one rather, went over the top of the rim into the hands of George Ranch. Less than a minute to play in the ball game. Longhorns by 19, 54-35.
Foul on Hannah Harrington, her fourth.
At the free throw line, Precious Eike. First free throw is no good. Off the iron, and it was a one and a bonus. She missed it. Alexis White grabbed it and put it in, and nobody moved. They thought it was a two-shot foul. It wasn't, so White gets the little lay-in for her 16th point of the night. George Ranch up 52-40 in Clute at the end of the third quarter. Foul at the opposite end. Yanni Ware puts up the free throw. No good. Alexis White is checking out. She scored 12 points in the fourth quarter and 16 for the ball game. She's replaced in the lineup three-pointer on its way and good.
By Lauren Boyd.
That's Lauren Boyd. Boyd has not played much of the season, if at all, and just nailed a three-pointer. Haley Harrington with the little lay-in on the opposite end. Now the steal. George Ranch with the turnover, 18. Krawick drives on the basket, lays it in, and she's fouled. Foul on Dominique Jean-Baptiste, her second. Lauren Boyd, we haven't seen her since maybe the very beginning of the year. I think she played in some pre-district games, but hasn't played in a long time. She enters the ball game and nails a three-pointer. And that's the ball game. George Ranch 59 and the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood 40. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Back at George Ranch High School and Longhorns Gymnasium, George Ranch Lady Longhorns 59 and the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood 40. Here's Darren with the George Ranch scoring.
For Milan Francis Miller, we have 2. Jaden Dunn, we have 11. Julia Schwaki, we have 10. China Omeladike with 6. Shelby Caventa with 10. Alexis White with 16. And Lauren Boyd with 3, leading with a total score of 59 for the Lady Longhorns.
And for the visiting Lady Bucks from Brazoswood High School, their leading scorer, Haley Harrington, with 13. 8 points by Michaela Trawick. 6 points for Haley Helms, 4 for Yanni Ware. And Hannah Harrington also with 4, and then a basket by Taylor Helms. And those are the 40 points scored by Lindsay Robertson's Lady Bucks from Brazoswood. They finish with 17 turnovers, and George Ranch with 18. Lady Longhorns a winner, 59-40. We don't have a score on the Elsick-Hastings ball game. That's important to George Ranch. That'll break the tie for second place in 23-6A. So we'll see later on what that means to the standings. Pearland is playing Dawson. Pearland leads at 9-1, but George Ranch is tied with Hastings, both with a 7-3 district mark. So we'll see what happens in that Hastings and Elsick game. Awful glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio, Parents Night, Senior Night here at George Ranch. And the Lady Longhorns come out a winner, 59-40. For Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. And we will see you Tuesday night at 6:50 p.m. from Longhorns Gymnasium for more live varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. So long, everybody.